Well, normally you hear about Christian music awards like, say, a Covenant Award or a Dove Award. But how about Christian music now receiving an Order of Canada? That's what happened to Steve Bell, and he's with us this morning. Good morning, Steve.
Hey, how are you doing?
Very good. Steve, now your style of music is Christian. You come at it from a Christian perspective, but how would you define your style of music?
It's always been kind of hard because it's poppy but not really pop. It's folky but not really folk. But I adult contemporary or adult acoustic, devotional acoustic. But there's no real category, I think, that is very adequate. But okay. That gives you some ideas.
That gives me no idea at all. But that's, you're just not going to be defined by. It's basically what you feel God has given you to write and perform, right?
Yeah, I remember one time, and I was producing my second record with my producer, and at the end I said, what do we call this, and because I was looking for descriptors, right? And he says, can we just say good? I hope that that's true.
Well, it must be, because it caught the attention of the Order of Canada. That is pretty amazing. How did this all start?
Well, I mean, somebody has to nominate you, and then they have to get people to sort of write little essays, I think, about what you've done. And so, I mean, I've been at it a long time, and besides that it's Christian content, it's been a fairly lucrative small business in Manitoba for 3 decades, and there's 21 albums, and so I think they kind of look at all sorts of reasons why they'd be interested in considering you. So there's that, and just the touring and the fact that I've done it independently, which is a bit of a story.
Mm. Now, to receive the Order of Canada, you must have been, like a lot of us probably would be, having that imposter syndrome where you're like, what am I doing here?
Oh, yeah. Like you do. Like you immediately start thinking of all the people who work harder and under the radar and who will never get noticed because their work isn't public. What made me feel okay about it most was the motto of the award, which I don't know the Latin, but it comes from a Latin phrase, which actually is a biblical phrase, which is they desire a better country or they long for a better country. I've worked my whole life to try in my own way to make it a little bit better for folks. And so if that's the motto, then I can sign off on that for sure.
Yeah. Well, as you're looking around the room during the ceremony, what other recipients were there on that day?
Well, there's some fun ones. Sidney Crosby, Eugene Levy are the two that sort of popped to mind very quick. And so, I mean, who knows if they'll be there. I'm sure they'll probably arrange the date so those two for sure can make it.
Hmm. That's amazing. So now, creatively for you, how will this affect you going forward? Like, it must just kind of be in the back of your mind. Like, if people like this, so I got to keep doing this. Or do you not feel those kinds of things as far as the artist goes?
I don't. I've done well by just writing what comes and trusting there's people out there that need to or want to hear it. And so I've never really predetermined, even from album to album, what kind of record it's going to be or what kind of songs. I don't predetermine. I don't sit down and think, I need to write a song about X or Y or Z. Right. The songs come, and I record them, and I put them out. And so whatever comes next is what we'll put out.
Mm. And what have you heard back from people? Obviously, the pandemic was pretty tough on people, but as far as your songs and the way they connect to them and how that it's affected them, what is it, one that has stood out to you?
No, but you get lots of, like, we did a lot of, we quickly pivoted and created a little TV studio for online concerts and things. And people really do, I mean, the songs that have been around for years and years and years, like I'm speaking about my own, the ones that have sort of embedded themselves in people's interior landscape, at a time of trauma, they become very, very helpful. And so I did hear a lot of people saying, in this time of great disorientation, it was just lovely to have these songs to hang on to that reach back into our past but offer hope for the future. And so you just realize it's important work to do, especially in times of cultural disorientation.
Mm. And what's on the horizon? What are you working on right now?
I've got a batch into the song, so I'll start working on a new record or album in the next few months.
Okay.
The other thing is that we've always got online projects, so I'm going to start a series of guitar tutorials, some more online concerts, so just kind of more of the same.
Very good. Now a proud member of the Order of Canada, we're so very proud of him. It's Steve Bell, he's been our guest this morning. Thanks, Steve.
Thank you so much.